I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Craig Adams. It is the WEOL Morning Show. Halloween approaching. This is our paranormal hour, Craig. Coming up at 8:40, we'll talk with James Willis, who has written Ohio's Historic Haunts. He's holding a program at the Lorraine Public Library tonight, a sold-out program. As I told you, we could just be there in spirit. Yeah, like that. I don't want to reuse that joke, but I thought it was
pretty good.
But joining us now on the line is another James, the Jim. We got Jim Harold, who is known as the paranormal podcaster. He is over. He's out for world domination. I can't help it. Oh, Jim, help me this morning. World domination. Good morning. Good morning,
Good
Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you? Well, happy Halloween.
Well, same to you. Your ghost stories, your campfire stories, you never get enough of those, do you?
No, I mean, it just the stories keep coming, and as long as they do, I'll keep doing my podcast, and I'll keep sharing the stories with my listeners.
How did you start this podcast? Did you have an encounter? Were you somebody who just sort of liked spooky things? What was it that you wanted to be able to do this? And once you start it, you probably can't stop, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, 10 years ago, 2005, I found out about these things called podcasts, and I was a frustrated broadcaster. I was actually on the business side, you know, the salespeople. I'm sure you guys deal with some of those folks. And I thought as a hobby, I would start a podcast because I'd gone to school for it to be behind the mic. And lo and behold, over a number of years, it kind of caught. And then we started the Campfire Show in 2009. And I've always been interested in the paranormal. That's why I chose it as a subject. And it's been quite a ride, and it's my full-time gig now, so it's a lot of fun.
Well, having listened to some of your podcasts, I like sort of the neutrality that you keep. You allow the people who are the guests to kind of bring their experiences, and you kind of just probe a little bit into their stories.
Exactly. My opinion is, and, you know, you have people who are like, you know, they're breathing fire out of the microphone and pointing fingers and those things, but that's not my style. My style is, you know, if I wanted to do a show, the Jim Harold Show, I would just get on the mic and record for a half hour, hour, and put that out. But I don't think people are interested in that. They want to hear other people's opinions about the paranormal, and I have skeptics on, and I have true believers on. That's on my paranormal podcast show. And then on Campfire, I just have regular people who were going about their daily lives, and, you know, something strange happened to them.
Now, I don't want to shift off of the Halloween part of it, but you added another element, this TV you grew up with, which I don't think the last time we talked you had, unless maybe you were just starting.
Yeah, actually, it has absolutely nothing to do with the paranormal.
Yes,
but
exactly.
But I've always loved classic TV. And the thing is that I've gotten to interview people like Cindy Williams from Laverne and Shirley, Linda Gray from Dallas, the Still My Heart, Mary Ann from Gilligan's Island. And we just do a periodic podcast where we interview the greats of yesteryear, and that's at tvyougrewupwith.com. And that's a lot of fun. I just interviewed Kathy Garber, who played Sissy on Family Affair, if you remember that show. And I'm going to post that in the next couple of weeks. So that's kind of my hobby podcast.
Well, if you notice, and I suppose you want to cross over, I think all of those women that you mentioned have appeared in some sort of horror or some kind of, you know, creep movie at one particular point in their career, too.
Yeah, I've never thought of that, but that is true.
There's your next topic, Jim. No problem. I'll give you a lot of things to talk about, but that's for sure. But let's get back a little bit to your paranormal podcast and the ghost stories that you have. I see that you have a new Ghost Campfires 4. Is it just coming out, or is that almost out yet?
It is just out in September, just in time for Halloween. And basically, it's 70 more spooky stories from my Campfire podcast. I kind of select some of the best stories and compile them, mainly ghost stories, but also a couple of UFO stories in there, some shadow people stories, those kind of things. But 70 stories, about 260 pages. It's available on Amazon. The easy way to get to it is jimharoldbooks.com, and you'll find the link there. And it's only $2.99 on the Kindle, and then you can also buy it in the paperback edition. If you are into the dead tree thing,
okay. Well, I'm looking at the cover, and there's like a motor ghost skeleton motorcycle in flames, a flaming motorcycle. Is there a story in there related to that?
Well, yes and no. The idea was, and I didn't use the subtitle, but the idea of campfire writing again was kind of the notion behind that. But there is a story in the book about that involves a car and a demon. Would you like to hear that one?
I'm all ears.
Okay. Well, this goes back to 2008, and this is a young lady, Emily, from Oklahoma. And she was at the local big box discount store about 1 a.m. in the morning to pick up some stuff. And she didn't have any success, went back out to her car. And this weird guy was in another car a couple of spaces over. She was fiddling with her iPod, trying to find something to listen to. And anyway, she looks up, she sees this guy, and it's kind of creepy because this guy with this long, shaggy hair is looking at her. And that's weird enough. Then she looks at him more closely. Excuse me. And she noticed that his eyes are almost entirely black. Where the whites of his eyes should be, it's almost entirely black. And she thought, okay, well, I'll just pull out of the parking lot and hope that he doesn't follow me. Surely enough, he follows her. And not only does he follow her, but as she accelerates, he accelerates. She gets up to about 45 miles an hour in this kind of this residential area, and he's right on her tail, honking his horn and so forth, this kind of maniacal driver. He actually pulls up beside her, starts staring at her, and takes his eyes totally off the road. So anyway, she's like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? Trying to recall all the advice in this kind of weird situation, although this doesn't happen much. So she decides to drive to the police station. She drives to the police station, and the guy pulls behind the police station, and seemingly his car disappears. So she's shaken, but she thinks, okay, well, I'm going to go over to my boyfriend's house. I need some consoling. This guy appears to be gone. Thank goodness everything's okay. So she goes to her boyfriend and tells him what happened, but she does not describe the man. And he says, did he have shaggy black hair? And she says, yes. So what's going on here? What do you know that you're not telling me? And he says, oh, that must have been the demon Azrael that I worked with when I was a Satanist. He doesn't really mean any harm, but he's probably just checking you out. But it's best you came here. And she looks at him. And first of all, she had no idea that he had been a Satanist at any time. And she basically said, what other demon friends do you have that I don't know about? And two things came out of this story. Number one was Emily said she vets her boyfriends a lot more carefully. They did break up within a couple of weeks because she had no idea he had this dark background. And then secondly, she says anytime she goes to that store late at night, she's always looking to see if that guy is still there, if that demon is still there. Hasn't seen him yet, thankfully, well, but it's always in the back of her mind.
I would find another place to shop.
I think I would too.
There as well. But a lot of great stories, and people have these encounters. And is it one of those where you just get people sending you these things, people who are a fan of your podcast share stories, or are these ones that you kind of search out and look for or find in other ways?
No. Basically what happens is these are listeners and they call in, much as somebody would call into your radio station, and they share their stories on air. And then probably about six stories a week, every week. And you can find the podcast at jimharold.com, HAROLD.com, and also on iTunes and so forth. But nevertheless, they're listener stories. So I don't really seek them out per se. We recently started within the last month, a Facebook group called the Virtual Campfire. And that has gone quite well. And people can check that out on Facebook, Jim Harold's Virtual Campfire, and people are sharing a lot of stories there. But these are all listener stories, so they're calling in with their stories, and then I pick the best of the best.
Now, Jim, you're from Northeast Ohio. Is there a lot in Northeast Ohio, or the Ohio area, that you want to share with us? Is there something about this area?
I will say this. I mean, they're not, you know, my show is not geographically based at all. I mean, I have, in fact, if we have time, I have a great story from the United Kingdom. But we have stories from all over the world. So I would say I get no more stories from Ohio than any place else. But I will say this. There are a lot of paranormal people from Ohio. You're going to interview James Willis, who I just interviewed a couple of weeks ago. Michelle Belanger is from Ohio. John Kachuba is from Ohio. Teresa Argy, the haunted housewife, is from Ohio. So maybe there is something to Ohio being a spooky place, because we have a lot of people who are involved with the paranormal from Ohio and Northeast Ohio, too.
It used to be Ohio would export comedians and comedy writers and people like that. Maybe this is the other track on the dark,
exactly.
On the other side or exactly. Something, I guess.
I hope I have half the success of Drew Carey.
I guess so. Now I'm getting frightened by appearing Mimi's coming into my head from there.
Oh, that is fair.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things, I guess, related to Ohio. Bigfoot is always big. I never knew Bigfoot was this big in Ohio.
You've got to think the thing is that being from northeastern Ohio in the Cleveland area, we always think it is very urban. But actually, the majority of Ohio is very rural, and that kind of makes sense. You know, the thing about Bigfoot, and you talked about me being neutral before, with Bigfoot, I'm kind of on the fence. I think there are people of good faith who report things, and they're reporting what they really see. They're not making stuff up, of course. There are the hoaxers, unfortunately. But then again, I don't understand why we haven't found a corpse. Now, some people say that Bigfoot is an interdimensional traveler, and that's why we've never found a corpse. I don't necessarily buy that, but that's one theory out there.
Don't you think with technology now, and I'm not talking about the EDP or whatever the thing is, that I'm sure, but you know, all everybody can take pictures and cameras and stuff. Shouldn't we get images of ghosts and spirits and things that used to be hidden, or people would say, "I saw the UFO." Why are we not going to get better evidence now? Or do you think?
Well,
that's
actually,
coming?
To be honest with you, when it comes to something like UFOs, I think it's more difficult these days because, first of all, you have things like drones that were never around before, and then I think with cameras, you know, sometimes people think everything is a UFO. And I mean, really, UFO just means unidentified. I think sometimes people think, a craft from outer space. The aliens are coming, and it could be just the planet Venus or something. So I think actually sometimes it makes it more difficult. But there are a lot of people who get photographic evidence. Really, one of the best ones was a professional photographer from New York that sent me one. And he said he had all his photographer friends look at this, and it looked like a bright light in a graveyard, which he was just taking. He wasn't doing paranormal ghost hunting or anything like that, and just a remarkable, remarkable image that he captured on film. So the problem is separating the interesting stuff from all the other stuff out there, because there's so much these days, because everybody's snapping pictures and taking videos.
Jim, why do you think people are so attracted to this subject matter? Is it the unknown?
Well, yes, I think that people sense, and I'm the same way, is that there's more than you can measure on a scale or weigh on a test tube. You know, it'd be kind of depressing to think, you know, after life, after we die, that's it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that believe that, and God bless them, that's certainly their right. But I think people are looking for more, and the thing is that the way I say it is that if you look at something like DNA, people didn't know about that in 1900, but that didn't mean it didn't exist. We just didn't have the technology and the techniques to measure it. And maybe it's with what we call the paranormal. Maybe we just don't have the technology and the techniques yet to measure it. But myself, along with many other people, sense that there is more than just materialism in what we can, again, measure in a test tube or weigh on a scale.
Jim Harold, our guest this morning, he's a paranormal podcaster, and he's got jimharold.com. You also have the TV you grew up with, where you kind of talk with some of the celebrities from the past as well, and then the books available, Jim Harold's Campfire. If people want to get a hold of you or share some stories or tune into your podcast, how do they go do that?
The best place to go is jimharold.com. And there they can find all the podcasts and the books and so forth. They can also find the books at Amazon.com. And I should say that the first Campfire book is for sale for 99 cents on Kindle on Amazon right now. So it's a good time to pick up on the first one if you've missed it. And again, JimHarold.com is the best place to go. And iTunes and any place else that you can hear great podcasts, you'll find either the Campfire Show or the Paranormal Podcast.
Sounds great. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you sharing a little bit of the stories with us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Happy Halloween to everyone.